Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
You guys, Jesse Eisenberg is going to call the show in about 45 minutes.
Excited.
He's got a new movie coming out, Now You See Me 2. He was also in Batman vs. Superman. It's Lex Luthor.
And Mark Zuckerberg. He is Mark Zuckerberg, actually.
That's who I envision. When I hear Mark Zuckerberg, I think Jesse Eisenberg.
Too. Yeah.
We'll also play Quick and Easy Cash coming up in 55 minutes. You got to answer 10 questions. You get $1,000. It's that simple. And first world problems. We'll get to those in about 20 minutes if you're having one.
Okay.
We all are. But now it's time for part-time Justin.
Hello. What is up?
Hello.
How about just like, hey, guys.
Okay. All right. Ready? Watch this. Ready? Ready?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, there you go.
Hey. There you go.
I like the what's up, though. If I was an action figure, that's what it would say when you click the button.
Is that how you answer what's the phone? Up?
And what would your action figure powers be?
I wouldn't have powers. It's just like a Ken doll. You know, like you take me, change my clothes, take to yoga, go to coffee shop.
Because action figures usually imply action.
Oh.
Dance.
Yeah.
You're going to dance. You're
but he's got
dance,
a point.
Right?
I think, yeah, you're right.
Great American hero.
Hey, you're going dancing with Jenna tonight? You doing a little hip hop action?
Yeah, we are. We're going to do some hip hop, break, shake and roll, elbow in, out, turn it.
Okay, so this
he's
is
been
not...
warming up already.
I need a Justin dictionary sometimes because, like, what did you do there?
Warm it was it was like a rhyme. It was like a little dance jig.
Oh,
with words.
Freestyle.
This is not like a club, though. I mean, like
no,
a
this
club.
Is not,
this is exercise.
No, it's a class. It's like an hour class, and you learn in 8 counts to do an entire route. Well, not an entire routine, only a 1 minute routine, and it takes that whole time.
And I think they add lights and stuff, so it can almost be like a clue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it looks like there's strobe lights. It's dark.
Really?
I don't know. I gotta get my head right.
We'll see.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
But in the meantime, before you go dancing and all that good stuff, Justin, you've been trying to find other part-time jobs.
Yes, JC. So Payway, it just wasn't working out. It was a little too hot.
But you've been bragging all week that they're bringing us food.
Oh, yeah. They will be bringing lunch. Okay?
That's today, right?
That's today.
Woo!
Today. Get
so
your
excited.
Chopsticks ready.
You got orange chicken?
Yes. Oh, they have orange
chicken shrimp.
Orange chicken shrimp. Okay.
Orange shrimp chicken.
You never had that before, huh?
If you get fired and we get free food, I'm down.
Yeah, right?
Look there you go. Half glass full.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about right there.
But now, JC, I was like, you know what? I've never ridden a horse before, so let's go try out a horse ranch.
Wait a minute.
Okay, you keep saying horse ranch, but I thought we were told you went to a horse racing track.
I don't know what the difference.
Because I don't think those are the kinds of horses you can ride, those professional ones.
Was
right?
there a racetrack where you went?
Yeah. It was a dirt track.
Was there a lot of the short guys? Dirt track.
It had dirt on the field.
Oh, they just haven't laid the concrete down yet.
Well, the horses don't race on concrete, Justin.
I think they should. They'd be a little bit faster.
They'd be sliding everywhere.
No.
This guy over here.
He's
got ideas, Kelly.
So what was your job at the horse ranch?
My job was to pet them, make sure that they know that they're loved, collect pee, and walk. A lot of walk.
Whoa, you just threw in the urine sample collection?
Yeah,
what are you doing, roid checks?
Do they get drug tests?
Well, yeah, they get drug tests. Yes, they get drug tests.
That makes sense. Yes. They're professional athletes.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, boy.
They had doctors there. They had me do it. I was scared. I didn't know what I was doing.
Like when we go do this, JC, we do a little small Dixie cup. Now, when you're checking a horse.
Oh, is it like a jug?
Like a 5-gallon jug? Or
it's like a little cup. And what you do is it's attached to a stick. And in order to get a horse to pee for you, you have to whistle. And I couldn't whistle.
How do you so, like
please.
Yeah,
please,
so I was like, "Oh, ready, horse, ready?" I was like I was like my stick and
you're blowing on it?
I was like like so nervous, like under this horse, like my hand shaking, and then I touched this thing and like on accident
with the cup.
Yeah, with the cup, and then the horse kicked the wall back. I was like, "Ah!"
How do you train a horse to pee on command?
You whistle.
Yeah, but you have to, like, train a dog to sit.
You reward it.
You push it down to sit down.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So what if the horse doesn't have to pee?
I think you pee
by
example.
How do you go to pee when you whistle?
I was thinking the same thing. I think anytime the horse pees, you start whistling.
Yeah.
It gets used to that noise while it's peeing.
You just have to wait a while the first few times till you train it, right?
I think you just turn the water faucet on.
Man, this is probably the most interesting job you've gotten this part-time.
It was
fascinating.
Before we get started and listen to Justin's day at the horse racetrack or
ranch.
Ranch track.
Justin, you got to do your song. Now, if you notice, when Justin does his song, he either comes in right before the beat or right after the beat, but never on the beat.
No.
I find it fascinating that he always finds his way back.
Somehow by the end, he does get back on beat.
Yeah.
Okay.
You find it.
Hey. The type of job I need to get because I got bills to pay. The type of job I need to get because I got bills to pay. I'm the type of guy you want to put on the payroll. Put on the pay. Put on the payroll.
What?
What?
I love it. I love it.
How was that one?
You were off beat again.
I was off beat.
Sure
were.
You're late and then way early.
No, dude, your off beat
is perfection.
It's on beat for you.
Do it again.
The type of job I need to get because I got bills to pay.
The type of job I need to get because I got bills to pay. I'm the type of guy you want to get on your payroll.
Put on the payroll.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I can't tell Jake. How are you going to tell that was perfect for him?
Yeah.
Let him, if he
that's his rap
be
style.
Offbeat,
no, he was just asking if he was on beat, so we were just being honest.
Yeah.
No, I like it better when you just go.
Do it.
Whenever you want. That's the greatest thing about your song. You can just start it whenever you want.
Yeah.
Just end it whenever you want.
Hip-hop is what you do. It's art.
You're right. It's all about me. It's not about staying on beat.
No.
It's about how I feel and what
right.
I'm saying.
I mean, you kind of want to stay on beat.
No.
And you get back on beat during your song.
We'll see how beat on beat you are tonight.
All right, we'll see. On beat. My body's on beat.
Justin at the horse track, or as he calls it, the ranch.
Ooh.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was supposed to be here. I thought you said 6:30.
Justin, you were late.
How late?
You been hanging out with Al?
I was 40 minutes late.
Ooh, okay. That's so bad.
Dude, if you showed up in my bar, 40 minutes late for your first day, I would put you right to work.
Yeah, they didn't.
Al needs help.
Yeah.
To get fired from Al's place, you got to be late at least 30 times. All right, Justin, here we go.
Come on.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was supposed to be here. I thought you said 6:30, not 6:20. And I'm usually always 15 minutes late, so now I'm like an extra like 25.
All right, man, can you get those boots muddy?
These are my boots that I decided. They're H&M. I thought these were the closest thing I could get to real boots.
Oh, the horses.
This horse looks a little bit like Lady Gaga.
Or Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh my God. Why are they all brown?
Well, not all of them, Bradley.
Okay. Good. I want y'all to have some diversity here. He just growled. Not that one. That one looked at me funny. He's still looking at me funny. Can we get a nice little one? The one that's, like, quiet? Hey, I got a joke for you, horse. What does a gay horse say? Hey.
They'll let you know if they don't like you. Walking away from you is kind of take a nibble out of your arm.
Oh! What?
He almost got you.
He did! He nearly got my whole arm! I'm done. Do horses sleep?
Yeah, they sleep a whole lot.
Do they, like, lay down?
When you get to the barn, there might be some laying down sleeping.
Okay, I didn't know. I was told that they lay down, they're dead. What does a lesbian horse say? So how old are these jockeys? They look so young.
Some of them are young, some of them are old.
They are. How old are they? Like 13, 12, 8? Or short?
Most of them are pretty short.
They are. Look at them. Look at this little man right here. Now, I got a question. Is, do we get steak from horses?
Well, no. Steak doesn't really come from horses. They come from cows.
I always thought, don't tell anyone, I'm kind of embarrassed, but I really did think our meat came from horses. Oh my God, I think I just stepped in poo! Ow! Yeah. These boots are from H&M.
Were you endorsed by H&M this bit?
No, I wasn't, but I had to let everyone know.
Oh boy.
Did you really think steak was from horses? Seriously? You thought we killed the horses?
Yeah, because of horseradish. The stuff you put on your meat.
You know what? I wouldn't blame you for thinking that.
Yeah, there's no cow radish.
Yeah, they don't say cow radish, and they don't say
bull radish.
Nice cow.
They do not.
Take us out with your song, Justin. Okay. Here we go.
Ready? The type of job I need to get because I got bills to pay. The type of job I need to get because I got bills to pay. I'm the type of guy you want to put on the payroll. Put on the payroll.
Yeah.
How was that?
That was good.
It was good.
All right.
There we go.
You're on beat for
a
second.
I'm a champion.
You're off beat for about 10 seconds.
What would your racehorse name be?
My racehorse would be Nelly.
Nelly?
Yeah. Oh,
any particular reason?
Because they say, whoa, Nelly.
That's right.
Yeah. Did you know that a filly is a girl horse?
Yep.
I did know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, they're not a horse from Philadelphia.
And steak doesn't come from horses. That's a very important thing.
Yeah, that's important, too. So what's a male horse?
A stud.
A gelding is one that can't have babies anymore, right? A stallion.
If a girl's a filly, couldn't the guy be a fill?
That would make sense, right? Very good point.
I mean, that's a solid point.
That is a solid point.
And a peacock, for a girl peacock, it's a peahen.
I did not know that.
I learned a lot of science.
You learned about...
It's science.
I learned a lot of science there at the horse track.
Oh, all right, Justin can't make the horses pee. Is that a first world problem? I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know what it is. But we would like to hear your first world problems, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have Jesse Eisenberg calling the show in about 20 minutes. Make sure you don't miss that. He's got a new movie coming out, Now You See Me Too. And then we got 30 minutes away from playing Quick and Easy Cash. You can win up to $1,000 if you answer all 10 questions correctly. But right now, it's time for this. I got a first world problem. All right, let's get to the first world problems. We got a couple on the text here.
All right.
These are the problems you have. You feel bad about complaining about them, but, you know, we still want to.
Because
why not? We all have first world problems. This one I'm not sure is a first world problem, Kelly, but it's a short girl problem. You'll enjoy it. My name's Jennifer, and when you find out your son's friend at school referred to you as J-Lo, not because they think you look like her, but because you're short.
Oh.
J-Lo.
Hashtag first world problem.
You could have a worse nickname from your son's friend.
Yeah, I'm sure you look good, girl. Don't worry about that. And then we got this one right here. First world problem. My husband loves to buy me nice jewelry, but gold and platinum turned my skin black.
First world problem.
Mm.
I think that means it's fake.
I think your husband's not buying you real
jewelry. I think so.
He's buying you the brushed stuff.
Yeah, man,
you got to give him props for convincing her.
Yeah, right?
You might want to go ask a doctor, but I'm not sure.
Baby, that's real.
Yeah.
I don't know what your allergy is, but that's real stuff.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Boy, from the flea market.
This one from Crystal. I had a 2008 Mustang that had the windows that automatically rolled up and down. You just pushed it down.
Yeah.
I traded it in for a 2014 Challenger, and it only rolls down automatically, so I have to sit there and hold the button up to roll them up.
Oh.
My finger gets so tired, you guys.
Oh, my God.
Hashtag first world problems.
This is morphing into lazy people problems.
Well, isn't first world problems mostly lazy?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's kick it off with Susan. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Welcome to First World Problems. Go ahead.
My first world problem is that my adjustable bed was set perfectly in the middle of the night. The power went out, and in the morning, we couldn't put it down, so the cleaning lady couldn't make the bed.
Hashtag first world problem. Oh, then you have to make
that
it.
That is a first world problem, right? I'm going to go ahead and give you some claps on that.
That is.
Hey, do you have that memory button on your adjustable frame?
I do. It's fantastic.
Isn't it so cool?
Oh, it's so cool.
Awesome.
Is it not the best thing ever?
I'm a convert. Wholeheartedly.
Am I doing this right, though, you guys? Because I'm trying to find the perfect combo, and I know you're supposed to sleep with your feet slightly elevated, but your head more elevated than your feet.
I do my feet more elevated than my heart,
yeah,
and then my head about, like, a little bit lower.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, just find what's good for you.
Oh, my gosh, because I was in, like, a V.
Whatever it was. Yeah, don't do that one. That was a hurt while you slept. Susan, have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Robert. Doing first world problems. What's going on with your company truck, dude?
Oh, I've been driving my company truck now for over a year.
Uh-huh.
I had to put it in the shop to get repaired. So I drive my personal car, and I had to buy gas for the first time in a year.
With your own money?
I know. So sad.
How much you end up paying a gallon there, Robert?
$2.10.
You need a man hug, don't you? Come on, hug your radio.
Hug it out, buddy. Radio hug.
Hug your radio. We're hugging our microphone.
Squeezing you tight, buddy.
Yeah.
All right.
That's gonna be
two taps out. Only two taps on bro hugs.
Gonna be okay.
All right, Robert.
Gosh, I hate getting gas.
Oh, it's the worst.
I hate it.
Because somebody always comes up and tries to ask you for something.
Yeah, can I talk to you for a minute?
No, I just hate doing it.
Al, what did you do the other day to get the guy not to talk to you?
Kelly, you'll love this. This was genius on my part. And I don't call myself a genius.
You can't toot your own horn. I just gave you a compliment.
All right, Kanye.
This guy was walking up to me, and I saw him out of my peripheral.
Oh, you knew it, yeah.
I knew he was in broad daylight. So I just put my forefinger on my right hand up to my right ear, like to cover my Bluetooth or maybe firm it up in my ear or whatever. I'm like, uh-huh, yeah. Now, I'll be over in a little bit. No, I'm just at the gate. I'm having a conversation smart without any type of electrical device, but he didn't know that.
Yeah.
And so he was like right there wanting to talk to me, and I give him the like one finger, like, wait a minute, I'm on the phone. He waited. I got on the phone. I got in my car while I'm still on the phone. Pull up.
Never had to talk to the guy. Man.
Take that.
What if you could have saved his life, though, Al? You never know. I got a first world problem. Natasha, how's it going?
Hello.
Is this Natasha?
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Let me walk away from the mower. I've been talking to myself. Did y'all hear me?
You say walk away from the mower?
Yeah. I'm trying to chase the chickens back to their thing. I've been picking up dead rabbits the cats are killing. The chickens won't behave. They won't do what I say. And here's my suggestion.
Okay.
To solve the world.
Okay.
Al, you got to help me with this one.
Okay, I'm listening, baby.
Yeah. I'm going to need your business.
Okay.
And my house is four rooms full of junk to the top that we can sell, and we can start this. It's called Adopt the Elderly. You find an old person on your street, and you make sure they eat, and you make sure the garden's weeded. And if they have chickens, you tend to the chickens.
That's a good idea.
If they want a rooster, you get them a rooster. They call you at 2 in the morning, I can't sleep. You get your butt down there. You give her one of your pills. You do whatever you got to do to take care of your elderly neighbor. Is there air on?
That's sweet. That's very sweet.
Natasha, you're a wonderful, beautiful person.
That's very sweet.
People say they work. Okay, fine. What about in the morning? Old people are up early. They go to bed late. What about when you get off work? Have you ever went down and introduced yourself and said, hey, here's my phone number if you ever need me?
That's a wonderful idea.
It is.
Take care of all the neighbors.
You should always introduce yourself. Kelly's boyfriend always does.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Thank you, Alan.
No, that's a wonderful suggestion. Take care of your neighbors, especially the elderly.
The elderly, yeah. And check on them.
Take care of your neighbor and wave to everybody, whether you're walking, you're driving, or what. I always wave.
Yes,
we've lost that here.
Yeah, we have. Thank you for calling. That was so nice.
Did you finally get the chickens in the coop?
You know what? They're in the backyard. If I have to wring them's neck, they'll come. But I got three babies, and I got 4 7-week-olds down here. She wanted chickens. By God, I went and got her chickens.
Good for you, Natasha.
Thank you for calling us and chatting with us.
I had I saw a story on the news the other day about how a Domino's Pizza delivery place saved a guy's life. Because the guy he ordered a pizza every day, and he didn't for, what was it, a week or so?
Yeah.
And the Domino's people were like, we better go check on this dude because this is routine.
Oh, yeah, I saw that story.
And they went and checked on him. He was alive, but he had fallen. I may be getting some of the details wrong here. He had fallen and couldn't get up. Cliche. But they saved his life.
Yeah.
They saved his life.
Because he didn't order his regular pizza.
Yeah. Wow. So check on the old folks, man.
Now back to first world problems.
Sorry.
Yeah.
All right,
there we go.
That was like a PSA.
Yeah, it was.
Take care of your elders. I'm glad Natasha called us and let us know that.
Amen.
Presley.
Yes, sir?
How you doing this morning?
I have an iPhone 4 that nobody wants to buy from me so I can get an iPhone 6. #FirstWorldProblems.
No one wants that 4.
Yeah, a 5 maybe, but not a 4.
It looks like a brick
and
stuff.
It's so tiny.
Yes, and I've had it for like 3 years.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good run with a cell phone for a teenager.
It really is.
Yeah. You know who has a 4 is part-time Justin. He's still rocking that
really?
Thing. Yeah. So you guys could hang out. Even the quality of the picture, you could still see.
It is annoying, though, isn't it, Presley, how snooty people are when they hold your phone to take a group photo, and they're like, ooh, is this a 3? What is this?
Yeah.
And it's so slow.
Yeah. Well, save up over the summer, right? Get yourself that 6.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, and by the way, the 7 I've heard is going to come out in the fall.
No.
So, yeah.
7.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, because that's how they do. I just got the 6S, and so it's off. That's what they do. 6 and then the S to fix the bugs. And then the 7 is going to be released in October. So if you can make it till October, you'll be able to get a 6 for really cheap.
Oh, good call.
And the 6 is great.
I personally just pre-ordered the iPhone 10.
Yeah. Might as well. I'm on the waiting list.
I'm ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm. I got a
first world problem. April, how you doing this morning?
I'm good.
We would love to hear your first world problem.
I have 4 different cell phones, all with alarms set to wake me up for work, and none of them will wake me up.
Man, you're a hard sleeper.
Man, how often are you late for work?
So far at my new job, I've only been late 3 times.
Your new job?
How long have you been working there?
4 weeks.
Girl,
that's not good.
My boss lady is really cool, though. She's really cool.
You're going to be looking for another new job.
She understands the struggle.
No, yeah, my boss, man, she's cool.
What do you do for work?
Yeah.
I'm a full-time cook for a country all-you-can-eat buffet. Ooh. and the bar as well.
Oh, yeah.
Girl,
yeah.
What's your specialty?
The hamburger steaks.
Mm-hmm. That sounds delicious.
You sound like a great
gravy.
Cook, so I guess when you get fired, I might hire you.
We do them with gravy and mushrooms and onions and sometimes with peppers.
Yeah, if you need a new job, Al is always looking for a cook, and you can be late there all you want.
You must be a good cook if you have 4 cell phones.
Well, I was working in a factory first, and I've been there for a year and a half, and I had this position become available to me, and I automatically took it because I love to cook. But my hours changed with getting the new job, so none of these other alarms will wake me up. I'm just not used to the hours yet.
Oh, man. Well, good luck with that, April. Hopefully you don't keep being late.
Fall into a rhythm, hopefully.
Yeah, you'll get it going.
Don't be late.
Let's go to the phone here with Betty. Betty, what's going on with your mom?
Betty.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So I have this funny story. This Saturday, my sister was graduating from high school and college at the same time.
Uh-huh.
So it's a big deal. And my mom, that morning, she went out to lunch with my dad, and she took a bite of her hamburger, and her front tooth veneer fell off.
Oh, no.
And the dentist couldn't take her in that day. So, anyway, we were just like, well, don't smile in pictures.
You know, that happened to Kid one time, and he used a chiclet.
Yeah, he came in here with a chiclet.
He put a chiclet in there.
It was, like, way white.
He's like, chiclet sort of looked like teeth.
Yeah, no.
No,
it was the weirdest. And it,
when it dissolved, though?
It kept flopping around in his mouth.
Yeah, it gets soggy.
I think you want to chew it because it's there. And then you have a chewed up tooth.
You know, stop by the mall and got her a grill.
Yeah.
She could have been the coolest mom at graduation.
Right. Let's go to Andrea here. What's going on, Andrea?
Hey.
So
you work in an ice cream plant?
Yes, and it's very famous, and I'm not probably going to throw out the name.
That's
but
fine.
We used to have unlimited access to the freezer in the break room, which had every flavor, and we could have as much as we wanted. And now they cut it down to 1 cup a day and then dramatically increased the size of the cup.
Oh, so they took away your unlimited ice cream, and now it's limited.
Yeah.
Well, that's for your own good, honey. Can you imagine?
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
No, hey, for some people, definitely, but I mean, I don't go crazy.
You have to do that when it's the best ice cream in the country.
Easy.
It is.
All right.
Man.
Yeah,
that sounds good. I want ice cream.
Thank you, Andrew.
I love peanut butter cup from Brahms. That's my favorite.
We could be so fat if we ate the samples from our listeners from the last 3 calls. We got country. What was it? Hamburger.
All you can eat
hamburger.
Buffet.
Oh, my gosh, an ice cream.
My favorite ice cream, and my wife finds it once in a while, it's the mango ice cream. Not the sorbet. The actual milk mango ice cream. It's so good.
Really? I'll have to look for that.
I had shaved ice yesterday.
So
speaking
good.
Of, you know you can make the mango shaved ice with the cream or something, my friend got
it never
that.
Tastes the same when I make stuff. I suck at it. Let's go take one more from Lindsay here. What's going on, Lindsay?
So we are watching TV, a pre-recorded show from the day before. And all of a sudden, breaking news comes on, and there's a tornado warning, and it says, take cover now. So we hop out of bed, and we go get our kids, and we're, like, taking cover. All to find out, it was pre-recorded, and it was for the day before. First world problem.
Oh, my gosh, I love it. I love it. That happens all the time, the severe weather alert on the DVR.
Yeah, you look outside, it's all sunny. I'm like, what? Where is this storm?
Oh, that's
awesome.
Funny.
Oh, wonderful. Hilarious. Thank you, Lindsay.
That's great.
Awesome. You can keep it going on the text or on Twitter or on Facebook. Make sure you hashtag First World Problems. But coming up next, we got to clear the phone lines because Jesse Eisenberg, you know him as Lex Luthor in Batman vs. Superman. He's got a new movie out, Now You See Me Too. He'll be on the phone with us next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, big movie star on the phone with us this morning, you guys.
Yep.
I remember him as Lex Luthor from Batman vs. Superman, and now he's in that new movie, Now You See Me 2, in theaters today. What's up, Jesse Eisenberg?
Yay!
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
It's going well, man.
I don't think I've ever spoken to 4 people at once.
I know. We'll try to take turns so we don't confuse you, but Jesse, I'm so excited about this movie because I am dating a magician.
She is, Jesse.
Really?
I never thought I'd say
how's
that.
How's it going?
It's going great.
He's full of surprises.
He does a lot of sleight of hand. He has fire good. Shooting out of his wallet. It's a trick called Money to Burn. So do you have any party tricks you do for your friends and loved ones?
I am a terrible magician. I'm like a good actor, but I'm a terrible magician. So like I can't lie to people. So when I do a trick, I immediately reveal how it was done. I'm so guilty that I've just tricked them. Which is why I think it's interesting that you're dating a magician, because they are great liars.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Jesse, we're worried for her as well.
Solid point, yes, Jesse.
Who is the best magician out of the cast of the movie and all the other actors? Who is the best natural magician, you think?
You know, Woody Harrelson is like a very persuasive man, and therefore he's a great magician. He plays like a mentalist, like somebody who can read minds in this movie. And he is just actually good at that. I don't know what it is, or he's just such like a kind of powerful, charming guy that he tells you what you're thinking, and then you just immediately change your thoughts to be in line with what he's telling you.
He just gives you that crazy look in his eyes, you just break down.
Yeah, a bit.
And Daniel Radcliffe said that Dave Franco's pretty good with the magic, too. Is that right?
Yes, Dave Franco is like a natural, he's just like naturally agile, and he throws cards, and he could actually like throw a card and like slice a banana. He's just incredible. He took to it. He either took to it really easily, or he secretly practiced every night after we filmed and didn't tell anybody about it.
Oh, man, I can't wait to watch this.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my boyfriend to teach JC here some magic tricks, but JC's not willing to put in the practice.
I ain't got time for that, Jesse.
Yeah, that's what it is. Of course, that's what it is. Like, these guys, like, the character I play would have practiced since he's, like, 5 years old in the mirror, like, 8 hours a day.
Gotta
that's
practice.
The most impressive, like, even more impressive than their actual magic is, like, just the discipline it takes to get really good.
Jesse, I'm curious, because I just spent some time in the last few days reading all the articles you've written for The New Yorker, which are great, by the way. Mm-hmm. But I have to ask, are these short stories you write in the dialogue true? Like, did you play basketball with Carmelo Anthony?
No, but my friend, I think my friend once met Chris Webber at a gym. And,
close enough.
And my friend talked about it for like, you know, weeks after that. And I was thinking, like, I wonder if Chris Webber cared at all or told anybody about it. And if he did tell anybody about it, he probably would have just been really annoyed that my friend kind of, you know, hassled him at the gym.
So that's where that came from.
About like, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, and so you also didn't spend time in juvie either for trying to burn down the school?
Right. No, not yet. No.
Okay.
I thought you said you were a terrible liar. You convinced Jenna.
Well, he's a great writer.
Yeah, because he's smart. Yes, and the dialogue was convincing. Yes, there you go. Cool.
Yes, exactly. Oh, thank you very much.
Now, while we're talking about truth here, is it? I read that your mom was a clown. Is that true?
Yes, that is truth.
Really?
Yes. And my mom was a birthday party clown growing up. So, like, you know, every Saturday and Sunday, she would go out to, like, some, you know, birthday party or bar mitzvah or whatever it was. And she would, like, you know, entertain kids. And yeah, it was amazing growing up, because now it's kind of like what I do for a living, but I do it in a kind of weird, you know, just a different way, but it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. The thing about clowns is they either bring great joy or great fear.
Mm-hmm. I just think it. Yeah.
Yeah.
She wasn't like an it clown.
No. She actually, so my dad was like teaching sociology at a university. So he like figured out like what kids are actually scared of and like the little triggers that kids are scared of. And so they like, I guess, made a clown that was not scary at all, which means like no big shoes, which like are at eye level for kids, so they're terrifying, and no big nose, which alters the face in a way. So actually she was a very kind of warm and, you know, unusual clown.
Wow, that is so smart of your dad to do that for your mom. Now, Al was a clown for a second. His name was Fondles the Clown. What was your mom's name?
Her name was Bonabini, which is, I think, Italian and misleading based on our heritage.
So your mom was a liar.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, ultimately. Yeah,
ultimately.
Exactly. Wow, that's awesome.
And you live with your sister and her boyfriend?
Yeah, exactly. And he was just on The Voice. I don't know if you guys covered The Voice, being on radio and everything.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so he's Owen Danoff. He's just phenomenal, and I think he made it into like the top 10 or 11 or something. He was wonderful.
Well, that's good. You're telling the truth, right? Because that must get to be a beat down when you've kind of acquired all of this success and fame, and right, you have a lot of power, and then you just have a lot of people or friends or relatives hitting you up like, "Hey, listen to me sing, Jesse."
Well, yes, but in his case, it's like a gift. He's just incredible.
He's good.
So, like, I was happy the world got to hear him, too.
And back to Now You See Me, too, real quick, because I was watching the previews for it. When you guys were doing that car trick where it's bouncing off the ground, is that awkward to do? Because I'm sure that's CGI. Like, you're just doing it with nothing.
No, you know what? Sometimes it's like we really tried in this movie, like, to try to make all the magic as real as possible. I mean, a lot of it is using, you know, computer help, but we tried to do everything realistic too, because you know, it looks better. And it's weird. And like a movie about magic, it's hard to do a movie about magic because you kind of, you know, it's not impressive to do magic tricks in a movie. It's impressive in real life. So we had to try to kind of find tricks that would be interesting in a movie and find tricks that we could do live that would translate to a movie audience that has seen, you know, cities explode in every other movie, and they would still find this interesting and exciting.
You know, I just realized something. Watching this with my magician boyfriend, we're both very excited about it, obviously, because of the subject matter.
Right.
He's going to be so judgy the entire time.
Of course he is.
You can't really do that with magic. You know.
I bet you they pull it off.
Well, yes, I am friends with, like, a lot of magicians, you know, by virtue of working on this movie, and I'm friends with, like, Penn Jillette, you know, Penn and Teller.
Yeah.
And he, like, loved the movie. He's, like, the most strongly opinionated person I know, and he loved the movie, and, like, as a magician, he loved the movie. I think, like, it makes magic look interesting, and it shows magic with integrity rather than, you know, kind of exploiting it or making fun of it. I think it actually, like, celebrates magic, and I hope magicians like it. I think, you know, they have in the past.
Oh, I bet you they will. Now, Jesse Eisenberg, I want to ask you, this is a personal question. Working with Morgan Freeman and getting to listen to him talk in person, because his voice is probably one of the greatest voices of all time. Did you ever go back to your trailer and just try to pretend like you were him and talk like him?
No, I can't get down to that octave, but it's like so surreal. It's so surreal, like working, like, it's just bizarre, like working with people who are iconic. Like, I've done now 3 movies with Woody Harrelson, who I think in some ways, like, transcends actor. He's kind of just like this iconic persona that you just know if you live in the world, regardless of having seen him and stuff. And it's just kind of surreal. They never lose that strange magical quality to you, even though you know them and even though you see them outside of the, you know, kind of fictional context of working with them.
So even though you're an acclaimed actor now, you still get nervous when you have to act with these people.
Yeah, it's just surreal. It's like you're looking at them and you're kind of, you feel like you're kind of in like outside the bubble of them. Because they have this aura. I get nervous for almost any reason. So that's just an additional and more specific one.
When you talk to people that are slow talkers, is it annoying? Because you're a kind of a fast talker.
Kind of.
You're quick-witted.
Like, spit it out.
No, it's great. It's great. I can have full conversations with slow talkers in a way that, because I can compensate for them. My dad is a college teacher, and he's like, you know, he kind of drones on because he knows so much, and so I am, in a way, just kind of, compensating.
You could possibly be like a rapper. Do you ever, like, drink some coffee? Yeah, drink some coffee and be like Twista?
Yeah.
If I drank coffee, I think I would probably hover above the ground. I don't think I would make it back down.
Well, Jesse Eisenberg, your movie, Now You See Me 2, out in theaters today. If you ever want to come down and play basketball at the YMCA with us, you're more than welcome to.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great.
And congratulations on all the great reviews for the Spoils, the play in London.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yes, we're running now. Yeah, thank you so much.
Awesome. Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you, Jesse Eisenberg.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. Okay. Bye.
Cheers.
That was great.
He was great.
I was afraid it wouldn't be great, and it was great.
Here's why. I was nervous to interview him because he's incredibly smart.
I know.
Like, he doesn't pity a fool.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And we've seen interviews where a girl has asked, let's be honest, a dumb question, and he will call you out on it. So, that said,
I think we did all right.
We didn't get called out for any dumb questions.
No, not at all.
Good job, you guys.
So,
pat on our back.
So we're smart.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far as to say we're smart.
We're probably one of the gooder interviews he did today. And you know what that means right there?
Uh-huh.
It's time to play Quick and Easy Cash. We need you to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take callers 13 and 14. Why two callers? Because if the first caller doesn't get all 10 questions right, we'll give you another shot to win some money. We'll play Quick and Easy Cash next.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Tomorrow at this time, I'm not gonna waste any YouTube lovers, you surely know Megan Nicole, right?
Musically lovers, too. That app.
If you're on Musically, I'm sure you used her song and sung it a couple times here and there. She'll be joining us on the show at this time tomorrow. She actually stopped by the Canal Side Lounge.
She did.
We already talked to her. She's a great girl. And if you're just into, like, new artists and you want to hear some cool new music, this girl.
Got it going on. This girl.
Wow.
What else can you say?
Right?
This girl.
Megan Nicole. That's her name. All right, you guys. It's time to play Quick and Easy Cash. Got the name right that time. Been having problems with it. I want to say Quick and Fast, but Quick and Fast is the same thing.
Yeah.
Let's meet our first contestant. We have two lined up. That's all we need, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first one in, Ginger. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Welcome to the game.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Good, good. We want you to be excited, but we want to get to know you. So what are you up to right now?
I am getting my little girl ready for her daycare.
Aw, how old is she?
She is 2.
Okay, what's her name?
She's Bailey.
Okay, Bailey. And then what are you going to get into after you drop her off?
Oh, I have to go to work.
What do you do?
Yeah, I do, we work in tools. I do sales and rentals.
Tools?
What's the most popular tool nowadays, girl?
Probably the 555 benders.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the 555.
You got a 555 bender out?
No, I got a 550 bender.
Okay.
No, I don't have the 555 bender. What does a 555 bender do?
It bends pipe.
The pipe bender.
Bender.
Come on, man. You need some conduit and you need to bend it, you know, boom.
How good of a deal can you get me on a hammer drill there, Ginger? I need one to put some stuff on my
couch. I hear you.
Need some stuff? None?
I need some stuff done in my house. All right, Ginger, we need you to win some money. We want you to win.
Basically, Ginger, I'm going to just ask you a question. You have 5 seconds to answer, and if you answer correctly, you get $100. Keep going. You have up to 10 questions, which means you could potentially win $1,000.
Yeah.
But if you miss one, you're out. However, you get to keep the money you've won, okay?
Okay.
So once you win, it's yours to keep.
Ginger, were you listening yesterday so you know what question we left off on?
I was listening, but I had to turn it off.
Okay.
That's okay. I have a feeling you're going to get it.
You'll probably get it.
I have a feeling you're a faithful listener and you'll know question number one at least. Here we go. Question one. Who on the show has a mother named Candy?
Jenna.
That's correct. You have $100.
Yeah.
Left Shark appeared during whose 2015 Super Bowl performance?
That was Katy Perry's.
That's correct.
Yeah,
$200.
Ginger. Way to go, Ginger.
Which cast member has a golden doodle named Curtis?
That would be Big Al.
That would be $300 for you. What rapper was made fun of for his dancing in Hotline Bling?
Drake.
Yes, $400.
Woo!
Which cast member once co-hosted with Regis Philbin?
Kelly.
Yes.
Yeah, good one.
$500 is yours. Skyfall, Spectre, and Casino Royale are all part of what movie franchise?
007?
I'll give you that. James Bond, yes.
Wow.
That's $600
for you. $600. You are tied now for the most money ever won on Quick and Easy Cash.
That's right.
Keep
let's
going.
Make history let's here. Question number seven. Kenzie, Kaysen, and Chloe are all related to which show member?
JC.
That's correct.
Yeah, yes. My wife and my kids.
What rapper announced he is running for president in 2020?
Kanye.
Yes, ma'am.
Woo! Yes.
Which cast member owns the most vehicles?
Big Al.
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
This is your 10th and final question.
Oh.
You can do a clean sweep, first time ever, Miss Ginger.
Come on, Ginger!
If you know the answer to this.
Come on.
This British artist has named her 3 albums, 19, 21, and 25.
Is it Adele?
It is!
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations!
Wow, the confetti is flying, Ginger. Wow.
Oh, Ginger McGovern.
Yay.
You won $1,000.
A moment like this. I'm so happy for you.
So quick and so easy.
Where's the confetti?
Yes. Right?
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, man. What are you going to
do
with $1,000, Ginger?
I'm going to spend it.
There you are. Spend it, girlfriend.
Good. I like that answer.
Have a wonderful day at work today, Ginger. Thank you so much for listening and playing.
Oh, thank y'all so much.
All right.
Tell Bailey we'll say hello.
All right, I sure will.
Yeah. She knows hello. She too.
Wow. Woo! First time ever. 1,000. Oh, do we have to tell the other person? Sorry, Charlie.
Yeah, just to be nice.
Yeah.
Clarissa.
Oh, that's so awkward.
Hi, Clarissa.
Hi.
Kelly's got some news for you.
I do not.
Kelly, go ahead.
Man, why'd y'all put me in the spot? Clarissa,
you're the host.
Well, the previous winner got all 10 questions right.
Yeah. I heard.
Yeah, so you already know.
We don't want you to be left hanging there, Clarissa, so we at least wanted to say hello.
Yeah, I personally just wanted to hang up on you because this is very awkward.
No.
That's nice of you. Yeah.
What are you doing today?
I'm about to go to work.
Oh, man, that just makes it worse.
Yeah, what do you do?
I work at a fire safety equipment.
Oh, Kelly, she's doing the Lord's work. She's doing the Lord's work. Kelly.
Yeah, fire.
Yeah, putting out fires.
So could I make you feel better by giving you 10,000 bonus points?
That would be awesome.
Okay, fire! There you go. 10,000 bonus points are yours,
hey,
girl.
Clarissa, awesome. Thank you so much for being our backup contestant. We love you.
Thank you.
Try again.
Keep trying, Clarissa. Now you know you can get in.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, she was like, get one wrong.
It's your fault, Clarissa. I didn't play.
Why is it my fault?
Oh, man. We have another I Have a Dream coming up in about 30 minutes, and this one's quirky.
It is.
It'll make you chuckle.
Yep.
There's funny words in there.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, you guys, it's time for another I Have a Dream.
All right.
Now, we used to just do a week of this, but now we do it all year round.
Whenever something strikes a chord with us.
Yeah, if something strikes a chord with us, we definitely want to help you with your dream. And no dream is too big or too small.
Or too weird.
And this is a very unusual dream. I don't think we've seen this one before. A lot of them are similar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This one, I've never seen this unique one.
We like different.
I love it.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Okay, what you got, Kelly?
All right, I have this letter. It says, I'm writing about a dream I've had for about 20 years now.
Ooh.
I want to milk a cow.
I love it.
It's the number one thing on my bucket list. Seriously, it's right up there with going to New Zealand because I love Xena, Warrior Princess, and Hercules. Going to a movie premiere.
Uh-huh.
Being a documentary-style photographer and swimming with sharks in South Africa. Thanks, Shark Week.
Oh, shout out to that one. Yeah. I wish we were doing that one.
Right?
I just know that if my dream was to come true, I would be more anxious than a kid on the first day of school. I would do lots of cow research. I would look into different kinds of attire to wear around the cows.
Oh, my gosh. I love this.
You need to make the cows comfortable.
You do. You don't want to scare them.
No, you need to look cute in the picture of you milking a cow.
I know that my dream of milking a cow is a simple one. I see cows everywhere, but I don't think they would appreciate a stranger hopping a fence with a bucket and just going at it.
Shout out.
And I think that's probably trespassing in most places.
That is true.
Uh-huh.
Thank you guys for your consideration. And that is from the very entertaining, I want to be her friend, Kenzie Friels.
Hi, Kenzie. First of all,
doesn't sound cute.
Well written letter, by the way.
Very
well written.
Nicely written.
And hilarious.
Thank you very much.
So that has been a dream of yours for 20 years. Now, did this start when you went on the field trip when you were a little girl?
Yes, I went on a field trip when I was about 6, and I imagined a field of milkmaids, and that was not the case. But it was still very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were crushed because all the cows that you saw were hooked up to those machines that milk them, right?
Mm.
Yes.
Okay, have you been doing any sort of, do you do hand exercises? Because, you know, it's very difficult to get it going.
Yeah, you have to, like, start with, like, your top finger and kind of do, like, a rotating thing to your pinky.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Whoa. A lot of massage.
Yeah.
It is. It's weird. I did this on a field trip, and I was so surprised at how difficult it was because these women just sit there going back and forth sometimes, and they make it look so easy.
Yeah,
keep doing that, Jenna.
You hear that?
that's going to be in the – if you're watching Kid TV, you just got a treat.
Jenna got to do it on her field trip, not you, though.
Jenna would be good at this.
I know.
Kenzie, we love your dream so much that we're going to go ahead and make this happen for you.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited.
You are going to milk some cows, girlfriend.
Woo! I'm so excited. And I love cows.
Oh, good. And not only that, Kenzie, you're going to be hands-on in the process. You're going to be doing the cow pre-check. Each cow's teats have to be checked before milking.
So, Kenzie, I have in front of me 24 Cal facts. Please pick a number between 1 and 24.
Oh, let's see how she
does. Oh, gosh, that's going to be too much pressure. Okay, 12.
Number 12.
We're halfway.
All right.
You're just giving a fact, right? It's not a quiz, Kinsey.
No, oh, it's not a quiz. Okay, no. I thought you were going to quiz her.
Kinsey, cows have a single stomach but four different digestive compartments. Did you know that?
I actually did know that. And okay. It has to go through like each one before it, well, y'all know where
yeah.
it's up.
Yeah.
JC?
The poop.
JC, please pick a number between 1 and 24.
5.
The average dairy cow, Kinsey and JC, weighs about 1,200 pounds.
Wow. Big cow.
Whoa. Wow.
Jenna, please pick a number between 1 and 24.
Oh, 23.
All righty.
LeBron James.
A Holstein's spots, I guess that's a type of cow,
uh-huh.
are like a fingerprint. No two cows have exactly the same pattern of black and white spots. They're all different.
That was a boring fact. Yeah. I'm sorry for choosing 23.
That's the same fact for zebras. No zebra has the same stripes, by the way.
Kelly, please.
3.
Number 3.
Uh-huh.
All right. A cow's heart beats between 60 and 70 beats per minute. Yeah, those are kind of boring.
Boring
I saw some
fact.
Good ones here.
Yeah. Well, give me a good one.
Yeah, why don't you just
a typical cow
one?
Stands up and sits down about 14 times per day.
All right. Wow. Well, there you have it.
I didn't know they uh-huh. sat down ever.
I thought they slept standing up, and that's why you went cow tipping.
A dairy yeah. cow can produce, you ever seen a cow spitting like with the saliva?
No.
A dairy cow can produce 125 pounds of saliva per day.
Okay. Thank you, Big Al Mac, for wow. those interesting facts.
Kinsey, did you appreciate those cow facts that Big Al Mac gave you?
I did. I feel like I'm a little bit more prepared.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And did you tell her she's not going to get paid, at least not with money, but about the free treats she's going to get?
Oh, tell her, Jenna.
I hope you're not lactose intolerant like me, Kins, because you're going to be able to enjoy a delicious serving of Lucky Layla drinkable yogurt
Ooh,
to taste cool. the product of your hard work, because you're actually going to be going to a dairy farm that makes dairy products.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
awesome. I'm so excited.
Yeah, buddy. I'm trying to think of a cow pun. Yeah.
Do you like cheese? Are you really into cheese, Kinsey?
I like melted cheese. Mm-hmm. I'm not really into milk. I'm a huge milk drinker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a problem.
Okay. Oh, wow. Well, you better get moving.
I know. It's just utter joy right now.
Oh, I'm done, Kinsey.
Got it.
All right.
Hey, if we looked up your computer history, would we find videos of cows being milked?
Possibly in other animals. I hear camel milk is really good for you.
Camel milk.
I have nipples, Kinsey. Can you milk me?
I could try, but I feel like your wife would be a little upset with that.
Thank you for looking out for the other Kinsey.
She would be. And now, before we finalize this dream that's coming true for Kinsey of milking cows that she's had for 20 years, Big Al Mac, please take us out with your best impersonation of a cow.
Oh, of a cow.
Being milked.
Oh.
Oh, being milked.
Being milked.
Yes.
Oh, you just killed her dream.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.